We are in a pandemic, which leads me to wonder, what is the worst pandemic ever? What was the one that just ravaged and killed with a vengeance? And then it hit me. It's actually pretty easy. Now, I don't know what the actual name of it was, but I'm sure it was the one that killed the dinosaurs. I mean, literally, think about it. The dinosaurs, they didn't have a chance. They're big, they're strong, and they just got wiped out completely. I mean, I don't know if you thought about it. They're kind of big, and they're huge. And if they can wipe out a dinosaur, they're definitely big. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Monday. Hey, you know what? Last week, I just tuned out. I thought it was Thursday. It was Friday. I didn't say goodbye. I didn't give a challenge. I apologize. I dropped the ball. Much like the Bears last night, don't get me started. Okay, we're on a series called The Seven Lies. I really don't care anymore. Something happened over the weekend. I just don't want to finish it. If you're like, I need to know the last two lies. Well, you know what? Just go ahead and email me and I'll tell you what they are. But I'll be honest with you, I've been doing a series on the end times at my church called The End Is Here, studying Armageddon, the beast, the Antichrist, the end time prophecies, Jerusalem, Israel, and it's lit me. It's made the seven lies kind of look like, nah, I don't want to deal with it. So today, no, I'm not going to cover the end times. Maybe, I don't know. If you think I should, email me or let me know. But I'm going to go in a different direction. Hopefully it hits you between the eyes. But before we go any farther, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, you're listening to me via 97X. Hey, welcome to the party. Make sure you check me out on my podcast where you download, listen to iTunes, Podbean, wherever it is, and rate it and share it. Now, let's talk about the pandemic, shall we? Back in 1804, yes, 1804, for about the next 100 years, New York City, they think they had a tough time now. They had an amazingly tough time during that, where they had the following epidemics run amok. I mean, just caused serious damage. They had yellow fever, 3 outbreaks, 445 deaths. Typhoid fever, 1 outbreak, 200 deaths. Influenza, 1 outbreak, 12,562 deaths. Smallpox, 2 outbreaks, 7,044 deaths. Cholera, 6 outbreaks, 13,210 deaths. You might think, that doesn't seem like a whole lot. Wait a sec. Back then, New York was about 1/20th of the size it is now. That was major. That was a big deal, especially without the medical science that we have today. Which leads me to the question, what is an outbreak? An outbreak is called an epidemic when there is a sudden increase. And you look at COVID, it began spreading in Wuhan, China. It became an epidemic. But then because the disease spread across several countries, then it becomes a pandemic. Now you know. You know, there was an outbreak that caused an epidemic that you might, you know, look at it that way. In Scripture, 1 Samuel 17. Yes, this is where we got our name, the David Alliance. David kills Goliath, and what happens is somewhat of an outbreak, a pandemic. The Israeli army that has been sitting on their butt for almost a little more than a month all of a sudden decides, once David kills Goliath, to get up off their rear end and join in the fight. What do we see here? We see one man's actions breaking out into courage for many other men. In turn, they take action and take on the enemy. If you look at 1 Samuel 17, verse 51, it says this, "And David ran and stood over him, Goliath. He took hold of the Philistine sword and drew it from its sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword." I love that. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, that would kind of be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it? He's holding up the head. "They turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah surged forward with a shout, pursued the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. Their dead were strewn along the Sherim road to Gath and Ekron." When the Israelites returned from chasing the Philistines, they plundered their camp. And you go, okay, Garth, I get it. I know the story. yada, yada, yada. But look, it was David. Come on, we know David, a man after God's own heart. Killed a lion, killed a bear. I mean, wait a second. David at that point is a nobody, a no one, a nobody. He's just a guy off the street. You don't believe me? Look at the next few verses, verse 55. As Saul watched David going out to meet the Philistine, he said to Abner, commander of the army, Abner, whose son is that? Abner replied, as surely as you live, your majesty, I don't know. Not a clue. The king said, find out whose son this young man is. David was just a kid. Yeah, he had a few skills, a few gifts, but he's just a kid. A nobody kid facing a giant. And he starts a pandemic of courage amongst other men. He was unknown, unprepared, except with a sling, his weapon of choice, but he was willing to take a stand and run headlong into the danger zone. Why was Goliath so threatening? Well, he was big, but more than that, he had a temper and a tongue that just whiplashed the army of Israel. He stood out there for days calling them dogs. I mean, he was basically swearing at them. He was calling their God a wuss, a wimp, making fun of Jesus, making fun of the soldiers. He just berated them, belittled them. His tongue just literally beat them into submission. They'd already lost, and all they'd done is listen to his words, let alone face his muscle. And yet David comes along, is not impressed by his size, is not impressed by his words, and is definitely not intimidated one bit because David has a secret weapon. It's not a sling. He knows God. So he takes his weapon of choice, and that means, what is your weapon of choice? Maybe it's a skill, a natural gift, money, time, joy, whatever God has equipped you with. How about running into danger with it? What if you, the unknown guy, becomes his own pandemic? Starts an outbreak simply by taking a stand, a chance, a risk, looking at danger in the face, looking at intimidation in the face, looking at those who stand against you, and just say, well, sorry, but we're going to walk into this with God. You know the real problem with most people? They're waiting to ride the coattails of other people. You know, they're waiting for David to step up and win big so they can run alongside him. But you know what? We need Davids now. We need all men everywhere to start an outbreak. Maybe it's like this. I don't know. You start going to work early. Maybe about 30 minutes early. You start walking around your office building and just simply pray for your coworkers. If someone asks what you're doing, well, you wait for it. You tell them. Maybe they laugh at you. Maybe they join you. But you start your own outbreak. And all you do, seek to step out for God. Be your own revival. Be your own pandemic. And who knows, maybe it spreads to other countries and becomes an epidemic or pandemic or an outbreak. Or at least it causes a stir. And if that's all you do, do it for God and don't back down. The world can be an intimidating place to those who don't know Jesus. And to those who do, it's a joke. The world can be an intimidating place to those who aren't intimate and don't know Jesus. But to those of us who do, the world is a joke. You stand back and you laugh at their threats. You laugh at their words. You laugh at their size. You laugh at their money. You laugh at their influence. You laugh at their education. You laugh at their popularity. You laugh at the media. Whatever it is, you laugh. And you run headlong into it with the love of Jesus, swinging for the fences. Gentlemen, be an outbreak. Be an outbreak today. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out, rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.